Time to recap Red Bull County Commissioners meeting from yesterday in our studios. County Commissioner Ted Gantz. How you been?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
I'm doing swell. You ready to be traveling the roadways with a little snow today?
Yeah, that's a high possibility, it looks like. I'm not really looking forward to it. I'm kind of done with this. I wish if nothing else, we'd get a little moisture with it. But I think the temperatures are going to be a little too cold. I don't think we're going to get a whole lot of moisture with it. But
yeah. You're going to be kicking that heater on in your vehicle a lot today.
Yeah,
I'm feeling.
It's going to make me think twice about climbing out for sure. It's a little chilly out, but we'll make do. We'll make do.
Exactly right. We got a busy agenda to talk about from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Yeah, Rich. Steve Quigley stopped by. He had some concerns with some plugged culverts over off of Road 719 and Drive 391, which would be north of the old RV school there, and so we have some plug culverts, and so he addressed the board and more particularly Commissioner Dean. That's Commissioner Dean's road district, and it happens, right? There's a lot of tubes in the county, and it's hard to keep them all policed up, but hopefully they'll work together and get something figured out there. And so that's who we had in for citizens' comments. Yes, sir.
Review accounts payable claims, which happens every meeting as well.
Yes, sir.
Board of Equalization meeting on, first of all, personal, and Lori Stevens, assessor, was there with some things to talk about.
Yeah. Lori stopped by, and the first item of business was a tax roll correction. It was a number three personal property. It was for the Loop Brewing Company, was selling some of their materials of trade to the station, and so it was just a finish up that housekeeping item, finish up paying their taxes on that personal property. Then Lori also presented a recommendation regarding real estate and personal property exemptions. These are for nonprofit, religious and charitable groups. So far, we just reviewed different organizations, and then we approved those renewals. And this time around, it was just no new names or no new places, just renewals. And so we reviewed those and approved those. And that took care of what Lori had for us.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened and discussed commissioner meeting start time and agendas.
Yes. So we wanted to discuss a little bit about our start times. We're currently starting at 9:00 in the morning. We thought that, you know, with some of the invoices wanting more time to look through the bills and so forth, we thought it might be good to push that back to 8:30, an earlier start time. And so we agreed to start our meetings at 8:30. And the agenda is going to look kind of like this. We'll call the meeting to order. And then we'll go right into review accounts payable and payroll claims, and we'll do that from 8:30 to 9:00. So then 9:00 we'll start with citizen comments. So it's just going to be a little bit of a restructure on our agenda, gives us a little more time, starts us a little earlier, and you bet. So we voted unanimously to approve that. You bet.
Determine the future of Kenworth semi from household hazardous waste?
Yeah, we still have a Kenworth semi that is on the inventoried for household hazardous waste. Since household hazardous waste isn't doing any traveling across the state doing collections any longer, we have this semi. It's been utilized by the fairgrounds and also a little bit by District 3 road crew. However, we're going to table this item to determine whether we're going to sell it or not sell it, just because we have a little bit of an antifreeze leak and we're not sure if it's what's the cause, possibly a radiator cap or a head gasket. So those two are anywhere from $10 to $10,000. So we're kind of making sure that we want to get it properly diagnosed and make sure we know what we're doing. Then kind of just weigh and balance how much we use it and whether we keep it. So we tabled that matter. We're going to get another look at it and make sure we know what's going on mechanically with it.
Quarterly jail inspection?
Yeah, we did do that. We did that the last part of the meeting. Went over to the jail and took a look around and got to meet some of the new staff members. And this first time, honestly, that I've went in the new cells after they've been sandblasted and recoated and repainted, so they look really nice. So we went over there. That was kind of the last part of our agenda. We did that always last. Mm-hmm. But we also discussed other item was ARPA money remainder. Obviously, the money, this ARPA money was to be earmarked or spent before January 1 of 2025. we have it. We just wanted to do some shifting on how we did this. There was a $10,505 charge from the Lincoln County Jail that wasn't supposed to have ARPA money used for it. Instead, it was supposed to come out of the jail budget. So we shifted that money around to fulfill our obligation for a generator that the health department had installed. So we just did a little bit of discussing on that, a little bit of shifting of money and some housekeeping on that ARPA funds. You bet, Rich.
Consent agenda had a few items there as well.
Yeah, Rich, we had 8 items. I'll go ahead and read through those. The first one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting, which we removed that from the consent for an amendment. There was some language and verbiage in there that we wanted amended. Then also item number 2 is approve accounts payable claims, which we approved all the claims this time around. Item number 3 was authorized chairman's signature on lease contract with Nebraska Machinery. This was for two leased skid loaders for the fairgrounds. So we and the Board of Commissioners are always responsible for signing all the lease agreements. So we did okay those. Item number 4 was authorized chairman's signature on interlocal agreement for McCook PD and the sheriff's office for law enforcement, and we approved that. That's been kind of an ongoing thing, but we did approve that this go around. Item number 5 is authorized chairman's signature on oversized load permit for the Indianola Historical Society. This is a deal where they are moving a blacksmithing shop and a one-room schoolhouse from Griff Malik's place there into town into Indianola. So it's kind of a big deal they got going on there for some historical value there. Mm-hmm. and added interest to the community for Indianola. Then also item number 6 was reappoint Cheryl Stewart to the health board, term to expire January 31st of 2028. We approved Cheryl's reappointment. Also, number 7 was authorized chairman's signature on audit engagement letter from Donald D. Wilson, CPA. Don does all of our audits and stuff and does a wonderful job, and sometimes I think we stress him out pretty bad on some of those numbers, but he does a wonderful job. So we did reapprove his engagement letter there for us to utilize him for next year as well. And then item number 8 is authorized chairman's signature on lease contract with Acres. Commissioner Fritchie abstained from this simply because he works there. But this is for a new lease agreement on a tractor for the Kiplinger Arena. Mm-hmm. So we voted and approved all, I guess, 2 through 8, just waiting for the amendments to item number 1. Yes, sir.
All right, correspondence.
Yeah, we had a few. Bill Rogers, offer of continued service. Bill has a little, he offers some services over in the Indianola area, fabrication of trailers and so forth. And so he just wanted to send us a letter and let us know what he's still doing for services. We had item number 2 is Benchmark Insurance, a notice of non-renewal. We're not sure what happened here, but this is our stop loss policy. So anytime a health insurance claim gets over $30,000, then we pay the first $30,000, the county does, being self-insured, and then anything above that is covered by Benchmark, which is our stop loss. So they're discontinuing services, but Swoboda, our agent, will get us back on track with another group. Then item number 3 was City of McCook. Notice of public hearing. This is a public hearing for February 10th and 17th to hear about a bed and breakfast over at 806 and a half East 7th Street. So those were our correspondences, Rich. Also, we moved into reports. The sheriff and the clerk of the district court provided their monthly revenue reports. The clerk of the district court brought in $1,777.11. Then item number 2 on reports was the 23-24 fiscal year audit, which we've reviewed and discussed with Don Wilson, our CPA. Item number 3 is a livestock-friendly county annual report. This happens every year, and we fill out our reports on any kind of LFO or livestock feeding operations or anything that we've had there in the previous fiscal year that shows that we are livestock-friendly. So we approve that, well, we didn't really approve it. We just had it as a report. Mm-hmm. Then we also received NIRMA 2024 annual report from NIRMA, and this was kind of their audit and their information on NIRMA, which is our property insurance. And so we went through those reports, Rich, and then once we got through the agenda, we went over the quarterly, did the quarterly jail inspection, and we adjourned yesterday at about 11:20, or I think it was 11:20. Yes, sir.
All right. So quite a few important items there.
Yeah, quite a few. Yes, sir. We did.
Next meeting is going to be coming up on the 24th. Is that right?
24th of February. That is correct. Yes, sir.
Hard to believe that it's hello March, huh?
I know. Like I said, I'm not real a big. I love hunting in right. the fall, but then when we get into these dog days of winter, it's like, okay, I'm done with it. But you know how this works. We'll get about 10 days of spring, and we'll be right in the hunters.
Oh, sure.
I hope I'm not right, but you bet.
Of course, Ted's got a senior, so you're counting the days: March, April, and May graduation.
Yeah, that's. I wish you wouldn't have reminded me of that, Rich. We got a lot of preparation left to go for that. You bet.
Once you get past it, it'll be just fine.
It'll be good. You bet. You bet.
And once again, the public always invited to stop in and sit on the meetings, aren't they?
Absolutely. So it won't be much of a change again. 8:30 from 9, we'll be there just discussing and looking at accounts and payroll claims. But yeah, after 9 o'clock, we have citizens comment, and you bet. And even then, you can come in at 8:30. You bet. And we encourage it. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, stop on by.